Holy See Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi SJ informed press Tuesday of Pope Francis's decision to remain at the residence of Casa Santa Marta, which is close to the Paul VI Audience Hall behind St. Peter's Basilica, for now.
Alla termine della messa, il Santo Padre, con delle parole molto semplici,
the spokesman said that the Holy Father had moved to slightly larger apartments and that still goes each day to the Apostolic Palace for work and appointments. Tuesday morning, however, the congregation was composed of the guests currently lodging at the residence alongside the Holy Father. Commenting on the Gospel of the Day, John chapter 13, which recounts Judas's betrayal of Christ and foretells of Peter's denial, the Pope noted, "Everyone experiences the dark night of the sinner, but Jesus has an embrace for us all." When Judas leaves the upper room to fulfill his betrayal of Jesus, the Gospel of John recounts that outside it was night. Pope Francis's brief reflection comes from this comment on the atmosphere. The night that envelops Judas, he notes, also envelops his heart. It is the worst kind of night, the night of the corrupt, a definitive night, when the heart is closed in on itself in a way that it does not know how, does not want to escape from. The Holy Father continued that the nighttime of the sinner, however, is different because it is temporary and it is a night with which we are all familiar. Pope Francis said it is at these times that hope appears and pushes us towards a new encounter with Jesus. Do not be afraid, he reiterated, of this nighttime of the sinner, because the most beautiful thing is to name the sin, to confess to the sin. It is, in fact, he said, by naming our sins that we can taste the sweetness of God's forgiveness. I'm Emer McCarthy.